Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have traveled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first, followed by the Dutch, and then the English. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Animals that are unique only to Australia are the adorable wombats, the large flightless three-toed birds called emus, and kookaburras, members of the kingfisher family, and in fact, are the world's largest kingfisher. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS, and Midnight Oil. In 1993, sincere truth seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples today for the lecture, Meditating Wholeheartedly, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Sydney, Australia, on May 11, 1997.
Today, I got confirmed with the master said. So somebody, they don't have the inner experience, but they have a whole bunch of outside experience. Like you have more loving within your heart, and your tempers has been changed, and also you care about people.
Yes.
All those qualities, which I really have a whole bunch of them. From the very beginning, I have no doubt, because I believe what you told me, don't seeking for the inner experience if it doesn't happen.
Yes.
What happened today is, for some reason, when I get to the meditation hall, suddenly I was crying for some reason. But now, I have an explanation of that. If my interpretation is wrong, please correct me. Because I feel the tears wash away the last layer of my dust in front of my wisdom eye. Mm-hmm. After the crying, I can concentrate so easy. It's very effortless.
Yes.
I see those lights just right in there. I try again, every time success.
Yeah.
So I think just like the mirror I already cleared by my tear. So that's explanation why I suddenly have the tear out of my...
Okay.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome.
I got the confirmation.
Thank you. Okay, next one.
Master, I promised someone before that I'll marry him.
Yeah?
Life after life, after life, after life.
Yeah?
And
oh my God. How many lives you want to come back? And then?
Could you suggest me what to tell him so that I could take back my promise?
Just tell him you take back your promise.
But I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, then hurt yourself. Okay? Why, you don't want to marry him anymore?
But not life after life.
Then tell him, okay, one life at a time. Just tell him, okay, we'll marry you this life, but maybe next life I won't be here, so I cannot keep my promise. Okay, you just tell him before, you didn't know that you will immigrate to another kingdom above. That's why you promised him. And if he wants to marry you life after life, then you have to immigrate the same. Practice together, same level, same diligence, and then we'll be together all the time. That's also fine, and so keep your promise. Otherwise, you cannot keep your promise if he doesn't go the same direction to you. Not that you don't want to. Tell him like that, okay? He chose different way, then you can't keep your promise. It's not that you want to break it. Just tell him, huh? And if he doesn't want, that's his choice. 自从印心以后，我觉得生活越来越好，有时候好像就觉得很多惊奇啊，有时候不可思议。我知道我们修行不是为了这些，但是知道有就好啊。但是我觉得观音法门真的可以使我们在这个世界就生活得很好。谢谢，我喜欢这种人。对的，我还没我当师傅的时候哈，我真的觉得跟你一模一样啊。
哦，很肯定啊！要什么马上就有。<笑>哎，我当徒弟的时候呢，还没有当师傅的时候，哎呀，觉得生活真的很顺很舒服，全部多，不过每天很快乐，根本没有任何的问题，觉得哇，好灵啊！他要什么就有了，哎，想而已，他就来了，啊，什么都很顺，什么都合意的，什么都和平了。
OK，好了，你继续享受。
有两个。
OK，这样。
第一个就是。
有时候打坐就是，反正什么没看见，但是很舒服，很舒服。
啊，那就是什么的了。<笑>还有人可见吗？<笑>
你好，我想有几个问题想问一下，就是几个光啊，有几种样子形式的那个光，不知道是什么意思。普通我们看到那个光呢，就是充满那个空间的。但有时候我们看到那个光会。 好像那个钻石那样，可以啦，什么光都好嘛，反正光就好了，何必在那边那个显什么样？还有就是我打坐的时候呢，以前打坐都很专心的，放在这个智慧眼的地方，现在不知道怎么搞的，它会跑调似的，会等于好像在充满这个空间，而且呢，好像自己感觉不集中。
没关系，你做的对。
啊，还有一个就是我想问一下，就是。 关于业障的问题，他们那个身口也不干净啊，或者是打坐不够啊什么，我们的头很疼啊，很辛苦，然后呢就是你太敏感了，往后同一题，管谁舒服谁不舒服，啊，我们舒服跟人家舒服一样，人家舒服跟我们舒服差不多了，那不要分别就没事了，对啊，那我们修行多就会敏感一点啊，不过没关系啊。 只有我们才要修行，继续去啊，不然修一次就够了，够用，啊，还要分嘛，那像钱你赚，不是自己一个人用啊，有时候给小孩啊、先生啊、妈妈、爸爸，啊，或者是贫穷的人，就这样子啊，才要赚钱。如果要赚钱，为了自己而已，那太无聊了，是吗？根本不用啊，就可以寄托钵一个人用，嗯，啊，如果赚钱给一个人用，就修方便法嘛，讲过了。
上托钵一样，一个人够用。师傅好，我是北京来的弟子，我第一次见到师傅。
我也是第一次见到。
怎样？很高兴，谢谢师傅给我这次机会。我进来之前障碍特别的大，我就求师傅这次来参加，想成，真是师傅这次把我来了。
行啊，后来之前北京的师兄师姐，他们告诉我，如果你能见到师傅的话，一定是我们的师傅好。嗯，对呀，我知道了，大陆同学是很诚心的，职业体验很多，没关系，看不到师傅，看到体验很好。Dear
Master, I got initiated for 2 years and 4 months. Thank you very much, and really, I don't know how to say it, but really, just during this period, practicing quiet meditation, I changed different person, and I really find the meaning of life here.
Really? That's
and,
good to hear.
Just thank you so much, really, and I don't have a question. The only thing I want to say a few words about to every sister or brother here, and everybody have problems, and the only thing is, I wish everybody if you meditate longer, 4-6 hours, if you do it, one day you find your problem all gone. Mm-hmm. And Master already gave us the best things, and if we value it, and that's a great meditation, will change you. And change all the karmas, change all the painful
really?
In your life.
Yes.
And that's the only way you can do. And we have to, everything in your hand.
Yes,
we can
true.
Control it.
Yes.
Just practicing hard, and we're going to change it. Mm. And that's the way we're going to go. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's the way it is, really. Destiny is in your hand. You can make whatever you want. Determination. And meditate doesn't mean you sit there long, but you have to enter the whole being into the matter, into the meditation. Every day more and more, and then the more you, the better for you. And you find everything is okay. 3 hours or 4 hours, it should be all right already. Yeah? But 2.5 hours, if you really do 2.5 hours, really enter the whole being and forget everything else, then also okay already. You should find your life more smooth and everything will be more at your command. But of course, the more the better, no? But after the more meditation, you don't want to command anything anymore. You don't want anything anymore.
Sir, 请问一下，如果克服我心里面那种否定的力量，还有那种憎恨心，我觉得我常常有这种问题。很容易生气，他就说打坐，觉得说我今天不会再生气，很平静，很舒服，这很快乐。然后到，但是就会遇到另外一种那种情况，会让我更生气。
我懂，因为
我
们不习惯。
我不知道怎样克服，就是说，
没关系啦，以后就会好了。
对，我以前是个那种很叛逆的小孩嘛，那时候我跟林欣是十八岁，然后我觉得我现在已经很快乐了。我是觉得说，如果说所有的青少年啊。他们如果有那种叛逆的问题，来修观音堂就对了。
对，啊，现在不这么生气了哈。
啊，第一个就是左脑是掌管逻辑和计算，右脑是掌管直觉的应用。那因为我们的语言中说是靠近左脑，
嗯，
那么师父认为说。说话太多的话会干扰到右脑的运作，也就是直觉的作用。
嗯，
第二个问题
干扰到我们那个逻辑的了解的能力了。
是
，OK，
谢谢。啊，第二个就是有一次师父，跟一个因缘程度蛮不错的师兄在飞机上，然后师父可能感觉到他的我执跑出来了，然后就是。翻那个英文杂志翻得非常的快，然后呢所有的那个资讯马上就落到哪里去了，然后就把那个书放着，就跟这个师兄很流畅的谈论这个问题啊，然后那个师兄我只马上不见了。这个我知道这个是一种全脑的照相术。
Yes
啊，那我在坊间有也知道说有人在教导这个哈，一次也可能要好几万块，是不是能请师父先来教我？
这个不需要嘛，看普通的就好了。那个大概是集中一个时间呢、啊，要给那个人难看而已、啊。集中一部分呢、啊，我时间平常也是慢慢的念呢、啊，没什么要急要念那个。
好的。
嗯、啊，现在是有人教那种可以，学快的练快的方法，啊，速度快。不过这个是一种习惯的问题，那个跟全脑照相术那个不还不太一样。
哦，这样子啊。
哎，还不太一样。那个是天生的，啊，另外一个是学习那个技术。
对。
因为比方说，我也可以教你们一些技术，一点点而已，啊，那个是不一样，这个是技术啊，这个全脑照相术那个是不能学的，啊。那个是自然有或是没有，但是你们多修行就会有一点。你没有现在觉得做事比较快啊，比以前比较快吗？啊，那个就是全脑照相术开始动工作一点了啊，就是一点点了 ，OK， 啊，也不用每次这么用快嘛。不过我们如果要想看书快哈、啊，你自己也可以训练自己啊。我是想而已啦，我自己没训练自己啊。不过很简单，比方说你看了一行嘛，啊，你看那个重点呢、啊？你看哪个字，字是重要。你看那个字就好，别的就不管它。然后下到一个，都是这样子，就很快就知道它的那个精华，这个重点还有精华，这样子就也很快。啊，后来继续训练，这样子越来越练越快，又记得比较清楚。 因为多数的人写得很长啊，没有集中啊，没有重点，所以才很难记啊，就这样子嘛，那么简单，那个不用学几万块可惜。
还有就是我们吃下动物的食品啊，那就会受到那个动物性的影响。
嗯，
那是不是说因为动物它本身的命运就是因为会被伤，所以我们吃下去也会被伤？
不会，
不是这样。
不是，它是贪生畏死嘛，谁都一样，我们你爱心就管就好了，何必讲那么多。他不想死，你何必逼他死嘛？我们自己有选择，没有什么是有命运的，任何都有选择。你现在抓到一条鱼啊，你选择要放它或是要吃它，都可以选择，很简单。如果我们道德高，我们良心高，我们爱心高，我们就放了，我们选那个爱心的那条路，我们说 no， 我可以杀你，不过我不杀，就这样子啊，没有什么命运定的，定就是这样子啊。如果你选这个杀他，当然他的命就定了，决定了，是吗？哎呀，所以我们自己才可以解脱，也可以下地狱啊。你选跟着师父学习那个高雅的理想，然后打坐，找自己的聪明度、智慧，那当然你选这条路啊。啊，路很多，就跟街上一样，你要选去哪里，那就选那条路，就变定这个样子啊。你就选这边的路，它就有这个那个房子，那个到那边就会有什么什么东西。你选这边的条路去这边，那有是什么东西，就是这样子说定命。定就是你选什么，它就定在那里啊。你不可能选这边，然后你的命就定到那边来，不可能。所以命定是这样的，所以你选哪一个，它就定那一个。那看你自己定自己啊，不要相信任何命都定了，我们可以再选。比方说啊，你以前选坏了，那最乱七八糟什么哈，杀生什么一大堆的，喝肉烟酒什么一大堆的，现在你可以再选啊，不是说你以前这样选现在就不好了，你没办法，你选那条路很坏，你现在没办法回头啊，走别的，就这样子 OK， 随时都可以再选啊，没问题。
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in on Monday for part 3 of Meditating Wholeheartedly. Coming up next is Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble heart and ideals.